on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. Welcome to the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show, presented by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Also brought to you in part by Canvas Credit Union, official credit union of Colorado State Athletics, Monarch Casino Resort Spa Black Hawk. Bet on taste, bet on quality, bet on fun. MonarchBlackHawk.com. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State. And by WaterPik. Now the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show from CB and Potts, Collindale. Here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, a very good Monday evening, and we welcome everybody back here to CB and Potts, Collindale, another edition of the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show. Great to have everybody with us here tonight, taking you right up until 8 p.m., talking some Colorado State Ram football. We'll rehash the Utah State game a little bit, and then, of course, we're going to look ahead to Boise State coming up on Saturday night, a big Mountain West Conference matchup that kicks off at 5 p.m., and we also have a couple of special guests in the restaurant with us here tonight, as well as Scott Patchen, the defensive end, and another defensive end. They kind of bookend that front seven for CSU and Toby McBride, so it's going to be a great, great night talking some Colorado State Ram football. Coach, good seeing you. And I'll tell you what, sometimes the difference between winning and losing is a few inches. You guys go on the road to Utah State, a furious comeback, and, well, lo and behold, at the end, you guys just aren't able to pull it out.
Yeah. Are you off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yep. Well, I don't know if they can, but.
Can you hear me? Okay. It sounds awkward to us on this headset right now. It's disappointing. It's, we're all quite devastated after that game. I thought our players played tremendously hard and fought and competed, and we put ourselves in a position to win it in the end. And we weren't able to do that. Obviously, it's been well talked about and gone through. But at the end of the day, I'm the head coach, and I'm responsible for everything that goes down on that field. And the buck stops with me. And so in the course of that game, we've talked about it as a team. The most important thing is we've got to correct whatever operational issues we had. And, we've done that. We've got to do a better job with better constraints to stop, to be able to have better control on that sideline at that point in time. So that's my responsibility. I have to, as a head coach, I need to foresee problems. I need to foresee situations that can occur. And I didn't do a good enough job foreseeing that. So that's my responsibility. I was proud of the players. I thought the coaches and the players, really were on top of exactly what was going on. Had the players in position going down the field to spike the ball and do everything the right way. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, and we were forced into a situational called fast field goal, or called, everybody has different names, but which we had to have ready in case that was not a fourth down, in case we didn't get a first down.
Right.
And so that was in place. Everything was locked up, ready to go. And so we put our kicker in a bad situation, because even though Mayday field goal is something we work on, we train on, what happens is, you're in a quicker.
Whoa. No, it's not you, Coach. It's not you. It's the in-house audio here. You're all right. You're okay.
Maybe it's karma,
Someone trying to get their last butt kicking on me here. So, that's if you're in that situation, you have to operate that style of field goal, and that quickens the pace for everybody because you don't have a timeout. You're fighting the clock. We would have liked to have seen being able to stay in normal rhythm.
Yeah.
That's what happened. I think our team, we've met, we understand, we're locked into moving ahead to Boise. There's a lot of plays that go into a football game. We had great opportunities in that, both sides of the ball, all three phases. We had great opportunities within there to win that football game. And I think we played at a high level. I think we played at a really super competitive level. But, thanks.
All right, just working on some in-house audio here for those folks listening via the radio. But
I'm just really encouraged with who our team is and the fight in our team, the competitiveness in our team, the way we keep developing them. I couldn't be more proud of them and couldn't be more enthused about where we're headed. And we get better every week. And, we just need to continue to do that. We have an opportunity this week to play a team that we've never beaten. I got to be honest with you, I didn't realize that. And we had never beaten this team. So, what a great opportunity for that. And I want to have a great week and play our best football game that we've played to date. And there's a lot of football left to be played. And, we're playing at a pretty darn good level right now. So, I like where we are heading down the home stretch.
Yeah, but again, the Rams fall 26-24. CSU, though, down by 9 points with under 5 minutes to go. And, the thing I loved about your football team is that obviously you needed to clean some things. It was a sloppy game. There was penalties. Obviously, you had turnovers. There was a kind of an error in a kickoff late in the first half on the pooch kickoff. But here you guys are down at the end of the game, down by nine.
I mean, that was
great.
I don't know if it's an error. That's a hell of a kick.
Yeah.
And it bounced right back on an angle that doesn't usually occur.
It's kind of like
when you onside kick a ball. Sometimes, if it's just kicked right, it makes it very, very difficult. So that was, I've done this a long time. I mean, they dropped a perfect kick and with a perfect bounce. That can be the bounce of the ball right there.
Sure.
And that's kind of what happened there, so just to be clear about that. That's what that was. And you got to give credit where credit's due on that one now. I like to see that happen out of 10 times how many that time that will happen. But it happened. I've seen it before. If you lay it perfectly, there are gaps in there. Then if it settles right, you coach and it's funny. We work on that stuff. We work on pooch kicks and lob kicks, and we do that every single week. I mean, that's because on our kickoff return, people want to try to drop them in those areas. It's risk reward for them too.
Right.
If you catch that on a dead run, you'll split that kickoff team.
Sure.
But that's what that was.
Yeah. Well, but again, all of that taken into account, I mean, here you guys are, and to do what you did in the final 5 minutes of that game, and again, you're down by nine, and the minute 21, 75-yard drive, the touchdown pass to Gary Williams, you get that done where you don't need to onside kick it because you still had timeouts left, and then your defense comes up with a stop. You get the ball back, 44 seconds to go on your own 15-yard line with no timeouts to go, and to put yourself into position to get a field goal attempt. Yeah. I mean, I love the fight out of your football team late stages. I mean, the whole game, but the late stages of the game too.
It's credit to the players. And just really did a phenomenal job. As you pointed out, we went into it, a homecoming game, a sold-out environment, and I thought we started slow. We went punt, turnover. Not great. I mean, on the road in that environment, not great, but we stayed resilient. And, we left 28 points on that field. Now, I've said that before, but it was like we have to get better in the red zone, but we were 3-for-3 in the red zone.
Yep.
So we got that fixed.
Three for three with three touchdowns.
Right, but we left 28 points on the field. I can promise you that. I mean, when I make that statement, I don't mean like a wing and a prayer. I mean like we left an open 28 points on the field. Even at the very end of the game, probably three plays before the end, two plays before the end, we had an out and up that was wide open by Dante. It wasn't anybody within 15 yards of him. So there was opportunities in there, and we just And we missed some, but we made a lot. We ran the ball and threw the ball well in that game. Our stats were pretty good in that game. Unfortunately, stats don't win games. But if you look at the flow of that game, you look at the numbers of that game, I mean, we were very physical. We knocked them off the ball. We did a lot of really good things. But we turned it over twice. And then on the other side of the ball, I thought we played really hard, really good, excellent at times. But we had like 12 penalties and 6 offsides. And we said that during the week. Can't do that because then we won't get off the field. And one of them led to a touchdown. On a fourth down call, they got a free play, and that responded in a touchdown. So, we made, you know, it's kind of like the double-edged sword. We made a lot of plays. We gave a lot of plays back. But, man, we played at times extremely well and really hard. I mean, if you look at our football team, you know, the takeaway on our team is we're a tough, hard-nosed, physical football team and relentless. And that's a good tag to have. Now, we got to smooth out some edges, to say the least. But we have a chance to be an outstanding football team. I don't think there's anybody that can't see that, you know. So that's very evident, and that's credit to our players. So we just got to keep moving. Yeah. You know, football is an up and down game, and as I read to the team, these guys will tell you. I read Sunday in one of my favorite quote from Teddy Roosevelt, you know, about the man in the arena, and you just got to keep that front and center in your head, you know, because you know in today's world, you know, it can get rough on these players. Forget about coaches. That's what we sign up for. But on these players, and it blows my mind sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have to deal with that when I played college sports. And, you know, our lesson to our team is, guys, you know, you want to be in the arena. You want to be the guy that puts it all out there on the line. And you know what? We all make mistakes. Things happen. You know, in the word of an NFL coach who texted me, you know, said, you know, you got a great football team. Crap happens. You know, you got to keep pushing forward. You know, because we got a hell of a football team, and we're going to be a hell of a football program as we move forward here. So you just keep your nose down. You keep going. You keep the faith, right? Faithfulness and loyalty will always be rewarded. So you keep the faith and you stay loyal to each other, and you battle your tail off and you keep going. And that's the nature of sports, you know. And it's in 2021, and probably for the last 5 to 7 years. You know, it can be nasty. I'm not sure why it has to be so nasty. I'm not sure I get that piece of it, but that's just the way it is. You know, players shouldn't have to get DMs about wishing awful stuff on them. Play the game. What are you doing? I mean, get a hold of yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We're all competitive now. We all want to win now. But how do you look yourself in the mirror when you send some kind of, I won't even repeat some of the nastiness. How do you do that? Give me a break.
Yeah, yeah.
You got something to say? Say it to somebody's face. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the nature of social media here these days. I mean, you can say whatever you want, whenever you want, to whoever you want with no consequences.
Well, it's cowardly.
Absolutely.
And when I grew up, you had something to say, you better stand by it.
Some of the numbers from the game. I mean, the Rams outgained the Aggies 472-344. You know, that's a Utah State offense that came into that game last Friday night. 13th in the nation in total offense. They came in nearly averaging 500 yards per game. Colorado State held them to just 344 yards in that contest. And man, you had mentioned to me that you thought you guys would have the advantage up front defensively. You thought you can get some pressure on their quarterback. Now, you knew that Utah State was going to go fast, and they play with tempo. And anybody that watched that game or listened to it, you heard or saw Utah State get up to the line of scrimmage. But, man, I was impressed by the way you guys just got after the quarterback, because he's a pretty good player, but the Bonner kid took a beating on Friday night as your defensive line continues to excel this year, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got after him, and you know, and that's what you have to do, and that'll be the same story this week as we get ready to play Boise. You know, you gotta get after the quarterback and get him off the mark, and don't let him stay in rhythm, and that's, you know, easier said than done. I think we're playing better in the back end. I mean, we're getting challenged, you know, heavily. I think the other thing I see in the back end going on right now, which is, you know, I was pretty aggravated during that game. It seems like, my God, let the DBs compete for the ball.
Right.
I mean, wow. I mean, it's a one-way street, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And they get put on islands, and they're trying to compete for the ball, and, you know, you can't, you know, you got to be careful with that now. You can't be ticky-tack, you know, all over the place here now. I mean, and I just feel like, you know, we're getting better, and we're competing for those balls right now. And it seems like, you know, we're on the bottom side of too many of those PI calls right now. And but, you know, I guess that's life. You know,
yeah.
Those things maybe even out as you go. But I think we're improving.
Right.
And I think we're playing more confidently back there.
Well, it's almost the nature of football these days, too, where, you know, you have a third and long or a fourth and long. Just kind of throw a ball up on a fly pattern, and it seems like it's a 50-50 deal where it's either incomplete or there's going to be a defensive pass interference. I mean, that's almost the way that just to me when I watch college football or even the pros, I mean, that's kind of the way it goes. But I thought there was a couple plays out there. I think Marshawn Cameron had a shot at an interception in the end zone, and he had the position, and the Utah State guy just grabbed him by the shoulder pads. It's like, well, listen, I mean, pass interference works both ways here now.
Well, 85 goes up for the ball. They about rip his arms off.
Right.
I mean, you know, we've tried to throw some of those balls right there, and he's getting mauled.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we might have got one call one time or something. It's like, my God. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's – it's weird in football right now. There's a lot of there's a lot of PI calls going on, and across the board, you just see it an awful lot. You know, I don't have an answer for that. I
mean, right.
But I just noticed that's happening. But we're going to get challenged back there. That's going to continue. This outfit coming in here will probably put about a dozen of them down there. So, you know, that's going to happen.
Yeah, one area where I thought your defense did play well in the back end. I mean, going into that game, when you look at them offensively, I know you had mentioned you were concerned about their tempo, but then concerned about Devin Tompkins. And number 13 for Utah State was third in the nation in receiving yards per game. And first play of the game for Utah, I think they hit him on a little post for 25 yards or so. But at the end of the day, you guys held him to 104 receiving yards, which I think at the start of the day, you probably would have taken that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, he's a hell of a player, and we felt like we had to double him at times and adjust our coverage to him, and I thought we had a good plan and executed it. He made some plays, but he's going to make some plays now.
Yeah.
You know, we got guys that make plays, too, that are great players. I mean, great players are going to make some plays, but I thought we limited him and did a good job with that and got after the quarterback. And every once in a while we got hit on a couple of runs because, you know, we're trying to mess around with, you know, we have a loaded box, we unload the box and try to help the back end, and that's a give and take by Chuck Heater trying to call it where when do we load it, when do we back out of it, you know, and place and help the corners. So we're going to be in that same game again this week now. So
yep.
Same game. So, you know, but I feel like our guys are getting pretty confident and you know, and our defensive line is going to go after him. I mean, that's going to happen. And so, you know, whoever's playing quarterback has got to be prepared, you know, to get some shots now. So that's part of the game within the game, you know.
Yep. All right, again, the Rams have fallen a heartbreaker at Utah State, but still sitting at 2-1 in the conference and still have conference championship aspirations with a big game against Boise State coming up on Saturday night, 5 p.m. at Canvas Stadium. Should be a big crowd and should be a lot of fun. All right, we'll take our first time out on the program here tonight. When we come back, Scott Patchen, defensive end from Colorado State, going to join us coming up next. Stay with us right here from CBM Pods. On the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show from Learfield, the Colorado State Sports Network.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with a CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CBN Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CBN Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See Agent Emily Gardner in Littleton, Scott Olson in Denver, or Will Pradia in Wheat Ridge for a free insurance review.
Waterpik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with Waterpik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. Waterpik was the inventor of the original Waterpik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150, with its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport, with unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Hey there, this is Mike Golic, and I am back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for RAMs based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
All right, we welcome everybody back here to CBM Potts, Collindale, and a Coors Light. Steve Adazio, Coach's Show. Great crowd on hand here tonight as the Rams get set to take on the Boise State Broncos coming up at 5 p.m. on Saturday night. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the Colorado State Rams. UC Health live extraordinary and another extraordinary moment from this past week, several extraordinary moments. How about that defensive line and the Colorado State defense getting home to the quarterback 8 times in that game on Friday night? They had 13 tackles for a loss, and each of those are the second most in program history. And one of the guys that was wreaking havoc was defensive end Scott Patchen. Please welcome Scott to the program here tonight. The transfer from Miami, now in his second season at CSU. And hey, Scott, listen, let's start with the game last week. I mean, no, that's a hard-fought game against Utah State, and I know it hurts when at the end you don't pull it off, but I got to say, this defense continues to play really, really well. How are you guys doing it?
I just think we're playing great team, you know, complementary football up, you know, across the defense. I think we're all really playing together really well and buying into the scheme and just really doing our job, so...
Yeah, you bet. Did you have a feeling, I mean, you guys got a short, small sample size last year about what this front seven could be. I mean, how much better did you think you guys could get here into 2021?
Well, I mean, there's always steps to take forward, you know, if we're talking about just regards to the front seven. But then, like you kind of mentioned earlier, our back seven is really starting to, you know, I think come together and really have more of a confidence. So it's nice when you can put it together as a whole as a defense, and I think that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, well, the Colorado State is in the top 10 of the nation in team sacks here this year. And then, well, Scott Patchen, he's a guy who racked up a first-team All-Mountain West Conference selection last year. Scott, 7 sacks on the season. That puts you in the top 10 as well. How do you prepare for a season like this? I mean, you have the great season last year, I mean, obviously you have the mindset you want to do more of the same coming to this year, but how do you as an individual player prepare for a season like this?
For me, it's a lot of film study, to be honest with you, and carving out extra time with the coaches just to make sure I can review the game plan, understand where I fit in and where I can really attack from that aspect. And then as far as performance on Saturday, it's a team game, so I couldn't do it without the rest of the other 10 guys out there.
Right. You decided to come back for another year where, you know, you were a graduate transfer, and really before COVID hit, you would have had the 1 year, and you would have moved on. Why did you decide to come back to Colorado State for an extra season after transferring from Miami?
Well, I wanted to come back and be a super senior so I could, you know, get my master's and also, you know, I think compete a little bit longer just because I think 4 games wasn't really enough to tell the whole story.
Yeah. Talk to me about the rest of you guys up on the defensive line. I mean, you have Manny Jones. You have Toby McBride, who's going to join us coming up here in a little bit. Devin Phillips, you guys have kind of been the core anchor of that. Then you have other guys that fill in. But, I mean, how much fun is it to play with this group?
Oh, it's really fun. I mean, honestly, that's part of the big reason I came back. It's just I knew I was going to, you know, be able to play with guys like Toby. I mean, it's easy when you got guys out there that you really trust and, you know, it's fun to play with. So, I mean, when you can lean on them, you know, when teams are going tempo and you're getting 85-plus, you know, snaps a game, it's easy when you look over and you got guys like Toby out there.
Yeah. You guys, with the 8 sacks, 13 tackles for a loss, over the course of a game, can you sense the offensive line and maybe even the quarterback getting frustrated, maybe even getting defeated when you guys are constantly in the offensive backfield? I mean, can you sense that kind of attitude from the other team?
Yeah, you can sense an attitude, and you can also understand, too, from, you know, a scheme standpoint, you know, whereas, you know, if you're getting a lot of slide or an extra man of protection, like I think we saw an 8-man protection and they only sent out 2 receivers, and that's just a giant, you know, sign of respect from the opposing team you can get.
Yeah, Scott Patch, a defensive end for Colorado State, joining us here on the program. Gets 7 sacks on the season, and man, he has been red hot of late. A sack or more in 5 consecutive games. All right, well, Boise State coming up on Friday night. Coach Adazio mentioned earlier on this show that Colorado State has never beaten Boise State. Is that something that has been talked about in the locker room?
Yeah, it absolutely has been, and I think it's just a great team goal to have, and you know, I would love to be a part of that first team that can absolutely win this game.
Yeah, it's a Boise State team. I know you guys are just starting to get into preparation, but they have kind of, you know, been at the top of the Mountain West Conference for a long time. They have kind of led the way for the Mountain West Conference. Do you guys look at them saying, hey, if we're going to move forward in this conference, we've got to beat Boise State?
Yeah, and I think it's a great measuring stick, too, as well. Like you mentioned, they've been the top team in this conference for a while, and they're very consistent at it, too. So I think, you know, if we're able to beat them, that's a good statement win for the program, and it shows the growth of, you know, of our team as well.
Yeah. How much are you looking forward to getting back to Canvas Stadium? I mean, 2 weeks on the road, it feels like longer than that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how much fun is it going to be to get back out there?
Oh, it's fun. I mean, our student section is really crazy, and I love seeing all of them out there. So, you know, hopefully we have a great turnout this week, too.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because last year was your first year, and it, you know, of course, there was nothing normal about last year. In particular, in your case, it was just the 4 games, and you only had the 1 game at Canvas Stadium. And, of course, that was Wyoming. Of course, there was no fans in the stands. I mean, did you know that Canvas Stadium could be the way it has been here this year?
I had no clue. So, you know, it was a shock, but a good shock at that.
Yeah, no, it's the student section has been terrific here this year. In fact, I think for the Vanderbilt game, they had over 13,000 students. They had over 11 for the homecoming game against San Jose State. All right, well, let's look at the rest of the season. Obviously, you guys are focusing on Boise State here, but how can this defense continue to go about and do what you guys are doing? Because when you look at front sevens in the Mountain West Conference and the defense as a whole, this is one of the best defenses in the conference and one of the best defenses in the nation. How do you keep it going?
I think for us, it's just squeezing out the mistakes and limiting the penalties. I think, you know, as our, you know, we talk about our front seven, we had a lot of penalties last week. And I think, you know, if we eliminate the penalties, we probably don't put ourselves in that situation with the field goal at the end of the game. So we took responsibility for that, and moving forward, we look to limit that and then obviously just build as a defense.
Yeah. Were they doing anything different with the snap count last week? I mean, I obviously just the jumping.
Yeah, just more hard count and stuff like that, but, you know.
Stuff you guys have seen before.
Excuses, yeah, and we shouldn't have been fooled by it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess sometimes it kind of compounds and stacks on one another. It gets contagious.
Then, you know, you add in the tempo as well with it, too.
Yeah,
it'll get you eventually.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you bet. Scott, we are happy to have you back for another year. Thanks for coming out. And, hey, you know, All Mountain West Conference, I think it's coming your way again. I mean, I think we're even looking at some All-American consideration here this year for number one out there in the green and gold. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. All right. That's Scott Patchen, defensive end for Colorado State. And, again, 7 sacks on the season, 8 in the nation. We'll take another timeout here from CBN Potts when we come back. Toby McBride joins us from Learfield in the Colorado State Sports Network.
You know what that sound is? That right there is the sound of banking. Well, that was the sound of Annabelle. Whether your local business is a farm or a bakery, we like to get up close when it comes to understanding your needs. Then, we give you the right kind of lending support. Focus less on finding a loan and more on your one-of-a-kind business. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. And today, we're proud to sponsor the Colorado State Rams. Safeway is honored to not only be a part of this great organization, but also we take pride in our commitment to the players and the fans. Join Safeway in support of Colorado State University, and let's have a winning season. Go Rams!
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150, with its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport, with unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CBN Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary, and life celebrations, graduation, club, and sports team parties, too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CBN Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road, just east of LeMay.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
See agent Darren Potts in Evans or Amanda Olaby in Fort Collins and get the insurance coverage you need at the right price.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with a CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, we welcome everybody back to CBN Potts here in Fort Collins. We're at Collindale. Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show. Rams getting set to take on Boise State coming up 5 p.m. at Canvas Stadium. Speaking of Canvas, Canvas Credit Union, they're proud to be the official credit union of the Colorado State Rams. You can visit them at their CSU branch located right there at the Laurie Student Center on campus today. Open up an account or you can visit canvas.org/CSU. All right, another student athlete joining us here tonight on the program. Please help us welcome Toby McBride to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, man.
Yeah.
Of course, Trey is in the house as well. Trey was the star of the show last week, and I know you had some scheduling conflicts. I'm glad we could get you this week. A returning champion, he was here last season as well.
Yeah.
Of course, Toby, the senior defensive end from Fort Morgan. And you know, I was going back through your bio here today, just as I was kind of preparing for the show. And of course, you've been around a while, and I don't have to go too deep. I know just about your entire football career, but man, I forgot you came to campus in 2016.
Yeah, a long time ago. I played in Hughes.
That's a long time. You played at Hughes?
I'm one of the last players.
Whoa, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That puts it into kind. I mean, is there anybody else on the team that has played at Hughes?
There's one guy, Joe DeLine, the holder punter. He's the last guy in my class, so we're pretty tight now, but we're the last ones that played in Hughes. And
wow. And, of course, you know, some of the newer guys here that, yeah, they hear of Hughes. Yeah, it's the former stadium. They probably couldn't. If you said, hey, drive me to Hughes Stadium where it was,
yeah,
nobody would have a clue, would they?
Yeah, it's my job to let them know where it was and tell them all the great stories.
Could Patchen find it if he had to?
Okay. Yeah, we drove by a couple times.
Okay, good. So it was, of course, Hughes, so many great memories for Ram fans and Ram players over the years, but I did not. That puts it into some real perspective. Yeah, Toby played as a true freshman, played 13 games in 2016 and got a medical hardship year mixed in there. And then, obviously, you're a super senior now with what happened with COVID last season. Great to have you back. I mean, I imagine, you know, to come back and play with your brother, to play with the crew you're playing with on that defense, it's made it all worth it, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming back with these guys, especially with my brother, and not accomplishing the goals that I had set for myself, just getting one more year to accomplish all that and kind of wrap everything together has been great.
So how much better did you think this defense could get from last year? Because you had that short sample size. Again, we talked about it with Scott. And you only played, I think, in three games last year. You didn't even play in all four. But did you guys think you'd be able to kind of take this next step that this defense, and certainly the front seven, certainly has?
Yeah, day in, day out, coming in practice, seeing what we need to do to get better, kind of analyzing it within ourselves, seeing where we could go and where we are. Just kind of holding ourselves with a great measuring stick. The last year's four games, you know, kind of have that COVID year, the only four games, small sample size, like you said. And we played some really great football teams. So kind of seeing how well we played against them gave us all the confidence we need to go in the offseason, go in the spring ball, keep improving, go in the fall camp, improve more, and then come out in this season and accomplish all these goals that we needed to set. Even with last year's four-game season, we were on pace to break all these records. So what we did is just took that four games and multiplied by three, and those are our goals for this year. And we're on pace to still break those.
Yeah, I mean, this defense has been terrific. And, again, the 30 sacks on the season so far for the defense. You guys are averaging nearly five sacks per contest. You know, I know last year you got the one home game, and there was no fans. Has it been like playing in front of fans again at Canvas Stadium? Because, you know, I mean, the win against Wyoming was fun last year.
Yeah.
But it would have been more fun in front of 35,000 fans.
Yeah, absolutely. That was kind of the one thing missing was the fans. I mean, how great it would have been to have all the fans there celebrating with us. But coming in this year with how great the student section's been, how great the season ticket holders have been coming back, and everybody else has just been filling up Canvas Stadium, playing with full crowd. It's just been great, and kind of everything that we were missing last year is what we have now.
Obviously, it was a disappointing ending on Friday night when you don't get a win after fighting that hard. But how has the team responded here over the last couple of days? Because the way I look at it, and you look at the rest of your schedule, you're still 2-1 in conference play, and you still have a chance to go out there and win a conference championship.
Yeah, absolutely. The season's not over, and that's – the main thing is we got to turn the page, and part of that is going on to Boise State. And I think what makes that easier is because, like you said, we haven't beat Boise State, so it kind of gives us a new goal to just turn around and focus on that now. And that's really what we want to do. And to take this program where we haven't been in 20 years, we got to do things that the program's never done. So we're really gone in for Boise State, need this win, and everyone's just locked in, ready to go. We need a great week of practice. Everyone's ready to go out there tomorrow, give everything they got, prepare, and then get on this Boise Saturday night at home. So it'll be a great one.
Yeah, then when you look at what this defense has done, do you guys take the field with a certain swagger? I mean, it looks like you do, but is there an internal swagger with this defense that you guys kind of sense in the locker room?
Yeah, absolutely. Even when we're huddled up on Coach Hader on the numbers, on a timeout or a TV timeout, something like that, like when we break it down and we're running on the field, it's like we got a job to do, like a band of brothers that got to go out there, make a stop, setting the tone, like everyone's playing for each other. Playing real hard, and that's kind of what we do. We break it down on defense and then just go out there and ball hard.
Well, one of the things I like about this defense, too, because they obviously have a lot of confidence, but it's not a flamboyant confidence, right? I mean, you don't have a lot of guys out there that are kind of making it about them. It's a quiet killer confidence that this defense has. And it really is. I mean, I think that makes it even more intimidating for defenses. I mean, you guys just aren't kind of showing the show. I mean, you guys are walking the walk each and every week out. All right, Tobin McBride, defensive end, joining us here at the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coach Show. A couple final thoughts before we let you go. You've played a lot on the inside of the defensive line and the interior. You're playing mostly outside. Do you have a preference, one or the other?
Kind of depends on the down. I like playing run-stop defense, so naturally being inside a little bit more, playing three-tech. But then, again, at defensive end, you get a little bit more of a pass rush out there on the island, rushing the tackles. So I like changing it up. Really, I like playing all nose guard, three-tech, and then five-tech throughout the whole game, really mixing it up, playing a little bit of everything. So it's always fun to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, give us a key or two coming up on Saturday night. I mean, how do you guys finally break through against Boise State? Because I know it'd feel really good to finally beat those guys in your season, senior season.
Yeah, just with the help of the fans and the crowd noise and our defense playing fast and physical, getting after the quarterback, getting through the offensive line, playing like we know we can. Be a great one. Be a great one for the defense. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So are Ram fans. All right, thank you, Toby. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, that's Toby McBride. Man, that's a dynamic duo we have in the restaurant tonight. To the two defensive ends, Scott Patchett and Toby the Cride. We'll bring the head football coach back in when we return here from Learfield, the Colorado State Sports Network.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has...
It's something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See agents Peter Aiello in Westminster, Doug Mayer in Denver, or Paul Dovenbarger in Greeley today.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CB and Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary and life celebrations, graduation, club and sports team parties too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CB and Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road just east of LeMay.
I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time with Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush. Sonic Fusion combines the power of a sonic toothbrush with the proven effectiveness of a Waterpik water flosser. Brushing alone only gets the surface. Waterpik Sonic Fusion cleans deep between teeth and below the gum line. Best of all, it's clinically proven up to twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. To learn more, go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150, with its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport, with unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Go on. Guess what this sound is? That's the sound of you not worrying about your banking. We believe banking should be easy, so you can make the most of Colorado. No matter what that means to you. That's why our services help you worry less about your finances and focus more on the one thing at the end of your fly rod. That's thinking outside the box. Ooh, fish on. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back. We have a couple more segments left here on the program. Courtside, Steve Adazio, Coach's Show. We're coming to you live from CBM Potts Restaurant and Tap Room, Collindale's, where Ram fans celebrate. And, of course, the place to watch college and pro football each and every weekend. Brian Roth, head coach Steve Adazio, back with you. I'll tell you what, the defense has been lights out. The front seven have been great. You may have the best defensive end tandem in the nation sitting right here with us tonight.
Yeah, these two guys are just – they're phenomenal people. They're great leaders, and they're tough as heck and fun to be around. I mean, they've had a tremendous impact on this football program. And so the Ram fans and alumni, you know, they need to understand that there's a lot of stuff that these guys did to really validate and generate where this team is going right now, on and off the field. And they'd be proud of that. You know, the thing, there's a lot of accolades. What people don't really understand, though, is that one of the reasons this defense, why these guys are so productive is Larry at Journey Homes hired him this year and really spent a lot of time on the pass rush with those guys when they were on the job site at Journey Homes, okay? So Larry's really the unsung hero here okay. right now in terms of the development of these two guys and Journey Homes. I'm surprised they don't have the Journey Homes shirts on right now. You're not really doing your boss any service here. All kidding aside, they also worked for Journey, for Larry, and part of our Ram Life program that Jim Smith's so much involved with in our program. It's so important to us, the development of our student-athletes off the football field for their careers. And these guys had a great experience working with Larry and with Journey Homes, and we appreciate what they did for the both of them. And they got a tremendous job experience, which will really help them as they move on through their careers. They'll have a chance to play in the NFL, but when that's over, they'll have a chance also to go into business. And I thought that what Larry and his company did for these two guys and what Jim has done to help us orchestrate the program has been phenomenal. So we're really proud of that Ram Life program, proud of all that's going into that.
Yep, so that absolutely. Yeah. Thank you to Jim, Ricky Santo as well with that Ram Life program here at Colorado State. You know, I thought it was interesting when, you know, they're talking about their performance last year as a small sample size, just the four games. And, you led the nation in tackles for a loss last year in per game. And that, you know, Toby said, well, we wanted to match those same numbers. And, of course, instead of four games, you're extrapolating that out to 12 games.
Right.
Those are lofty goals for this defense, and they're right on pace.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. And, you know, listen – college football is one game at a time, right? You just, you know, focus on this game coming up right now. And I'm a big believer in that, and just bear down on what's in front of you. And for every player, for every coach, because if you don't, it's going to get taken away from you real fast. So we got a big, you know, big assignment this week against a really good football team. And we've got to play, in my opinion, we've got to play our best game of the year, okay? And that's our goal, to execute at the highest level we've executed at, play our best game. We're playing good team football right now, complementary football. And that's what happens. You know, you'll get pressed for time. I'll just give you a little philosophy here, okay, because I think it's important. What happens sometimes in football is, you know, people think, like, first of all, it all starts up front. You got to develop your front, both sides of the ball. You got to be able to stop the run. You got to be able to run the ball. Well, in order to stop the run, you got to have an offense that will run the ball, so in practice you can get the reps. You need to learn how to stop the run. It's complementary football, right? And, you know, in today's world, it's like, well, you know, how many points can you score? Okay, but if you're in a style of offense, it doesn't help your defense. Like, that offense we played didn't help their defense. Our offense helps our defense. Our defense helps our offense. Our special teams helps our team. It's complementary football. That's what you have to do to have a good program that can go on and eventually compete for championships. And I think in the college football world today, people don't really understand that that's the winning formula that you have to have, okay? And I think that we're getting the benefits of complementary football right now. Both sides are complementing each other. And then hopefully special teams is putting teams on the long field. And that all helps. You know, on offense, you want to be on the short field. On defense, you want to have the long field. So you want them to have the long field. So that's kind of the philosophy that we want to put in here. And to be a tough – every coach in America says, every head coach gets a job, says, I'm going to have the toughest team. You know, I'm going to be tough. They don't practice that way. They don't have an offensive or defensive philosophy that lends itself to that way. So what is just going to happen? I mean, those things come together,
right?
You know, with direction, with purpose. And so what we want to do is develop a really hard-nosed, rugged football team. And these guys have really bought into that and forged that. And that's what I'm most proud of, really, to be honest with you.
Yep, there's no question. It is a rugged football team. And, again, you look at the rushing numbers offensively and that the numbers against the run. Defensively, and then of course you look 30 sacks on the season for this Colorado State defense, third in the nation.
You have two things there: the most sacks, and we've given up some of the fewest sacks.
Yeah,
that's complementary football.
You bet. Yeah, you bet. All right, one final timeout. We're up against it here, and we'll be back here at CBM Potts Restaurant and Tap Room with Colin Dale. One final segment with the head football coach from Learfield and the Colorado State Sports Network.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
The holidays will be here sooner than we know it, and at CBN Potts at Collindale Golf Course, we're now scheduling company, family, and friends holiday parties. Our private Hall of Fame room is perfect for your next large group event and can accommodate up to 85 people. Receptions, business gatherings, anniversary, and life celebrations, graduation, club, and sports team parties, too, will be special in the Hall of Fame room. Come and check it out at CBN Potts at Collindale on Horsetooth Road, just east of LeMay.
Hear that? It's the sound of you and your dream home. Because we believe in helping you find the right home loan. And to keep the process simple, with a fast online mortgage application and guidance at every step. So you can focus less on finding a loan and more on the one thing in front of you. Or whoever's at the door. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado, Mortgage Division. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane, cook tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
See Robert Effinger in Arvada, Dan Brewington in Longmont, or Mandy Masters in Fort Collins today.
Hey CSU fans and players, is your day affected by sore muscles and joint discomfort? Now, relief is in your shower. Introducing Waterpik's patented Power Pulse Therapeutic Massage Showerhead. Power Pulse delivers up to 2 times more massage force. It's so therapeutic that it's clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, relieve joint discomfort, and promote a restful night's sleep. In short, it's a daily massage that helps you be your best. Waterpik makes lives better by turning water into wellness.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
All right, we welcome everybody back one more time. Here's CBN Potts Restaurant at Tap Room. We're in Fort Collins for the Steve Adazio Coaches Show. Time for some final thoughts brought to you by Coors Light Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. All right, Brian Roth, head coach Steve Adazio, back with you. All right, Boise State comes in. They're 3-4 on the season, but, man, they've played a tough schedule. They have a win at BYU, who was nationally ranked, nearly beat Oklahoma State. You had mentioned that you think outside of Iowa, this is probably the most talented team you'll face here this year.
Yeah, I mean, to date, yeah, to date, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen everybody else yet, but right. They're very talented. This is a talented team. It's basically the same team that was there last year. So don't make any mistake about that now. This is a scary team, and they're talented and, you know, and probably pretty angry. So they've had a bye week. They had a chance. They were banged up quite a bit. Sounds like they're gotten themselves healthy in the bye week. So we're going to get a full, you know, full shot from them here. And we're looking forward to that.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a great game.
Be fun to get back at home too.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, 2 weeks on the road. It's good to be home from our stadium. Hope we have a sellout crowd. Hope we have a crazy wild crowd and really make it a great football Saturday environment and be fantastic.
Yep, you bet. Hey, it's a Saturday night, the night before Halloween. Hopefully the students come out in their favorite costumes and get a little wild and crazy on Saturday night.
You going trick-or-treating?
I will on Sunday with my kids.
What are you going to be?
I'm not dressing up. All right, we got you caught me off guard with that one, Steve. Thanks so much. Best of luck on Saturday.
All right, Brian, thanks.
All right, that's head coach Steve Adazio. For everybody, Brian Roth, thanks so long.
From CB and Potts, Collindale, this has been the Coors Light Steve Adazio Coaches Show, presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill, 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Also brought to you in part by Canvas Credit Union, the official credit union of Colorado State Athletics. Monarch Casino Resort Spa Blackhawk. Bet on taste. Bet on quality. Bet on fun. MonarchBlackhawk.com. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State. And by Waterpik. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Colorado State Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.